Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
It's a hot start to the week over Gauteng, parts of Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. No rain forecast for Gauteng, but isolated showers and thundershowers can be expected from this afternoon along the escarpment and over the Lowveld areas, as well as over parts of the northwest. Pretoria, Mbombela and Rustenburg up to 33, Joburg 31, Emalahleni City and Polokwane a high of 29 degrees.
In Boysons on the M1 northbound, there's queuing traffic towards the Crown Interchange.
The airport's company says it's secured enough jet fuel supply for OR Tambo International Airport for this month and is collaborating to mitigate any disruptions during February. This follows the fire at the National Petroleum Refineries of South Africa earlier this month, which is impacting fuel production nationally. ACSA says in a statement it's requested Transnet to prioritise the movement of fuel stock from Durban to Gauteng once imported volumes arrive. And the price of Donald Trump's new cryptocurrency called Dollar Trump is soaring, with the amount held by the US president-elect and his associates now valued at more than $38 billion. Trump unveiled the so-called meme coin, which is designed to capitalize on the popularity of a certain personality, movement or viral internet trend. Meme coins have no economic or transactional value and are often seen as a means of speculative trading. On Sunday morning, the meme coin was worth around $48. And with that, looking at the business news for the rest of us. And it is also the main news for today. The world readies for today's inauguration of US President-elect Trump as leader of the largest global economy. Trump was criticized for what critics called his derogative stance on Africa during his first 4 years in the White House. Economist Dr. Ajad Jamin says economic policies towards Africa will become clear in the first few months of the Trump presidency.
I think we will only see over time various measures being taken and to see whether Africa actually features at all. And although we are sitting with trepidation that he might get rid of AGOA, there is very little concrete evidence to suggest that that will indeed happen.
And most Asian markets rose this morning with sentiment boosted by positive talks between Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. That soothed worries about the incoming US leader's second term. The two leaders vowed to improve ties between Washington and Beijing, while Trump also confirmed the future of Chinese-owned TikTok in America and that was discussed. A dollar trading at 18 Rand 71, a euro 19 Rand 26, a pound 22 Rand 82 cents. Gold at $2,701.97 per fine ounce. Oil trading at $80.74 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija D'Souza, back with more news at 7.
We start off with some football news. Manchester United slumped to a 3-1 defeat at home to Brighton at Old Trafford, while Tottenham Hotspur's troubles also persisted as they lost 3-2 at Everton. Here's Man United manager Ruben Amorim.
We are being the worst team, maybe, in history of Manchester United. And I know that you want headlines, but I'm seeing that because we have to acknowledge that and to change that. So, here we go, your headlines.
Yep, there's the headline indeed. Manchester City, though, they roared back to form with a 6-0 thrashing of Ipswich, while Nottingham Forest's unlikely title challenge goes on after a 3-2 victory over Southampton. Wow. Took Nuno Esposito's team to level on points with second-placed Arsenal. So that dream continues there. In local football news, Mfundo Vilagazi emerged as a hero for Kaizer Chiefs as they clinched a dramatic late 1-0 victory against Kukuna United at the Moses Mabhida Stadium yesterday. And for the first time in the history of South African football, Mzansi will have three teams in continental quarterfinals in CAF Champions, in the CAF Champions and Confederations Cup. Mamelodi Sundowns' 1-1 draw against AS Far yesterday evening at Loftus Versfeld saw the Brazilians joining the Buccaneers in the last eight of the CAF Champions League, while Stellenbosch will fly the country's flag in the knockout stage of the